Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand and donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope.
Hey, Shad. What are you up to?
Well, I'm chipping away at some music. Like, my usual work day is I try to carve out like 10 to 6 and get stuff done. But I've just kind of knocked that down to give my wife a bit of a break with the kid. So I knock off around 4 usually, and we go for a little walk around the block. So not like a ton has changed in my world. I guess we've just been trying to figure out a new routine and also figure out if there's some way we can chip in for now.
Are you able to, like, work from home while your partner's taking care of childcare and, like, actually focus on work? I have problems with that.
Yeah, I have a lot of problems with that. You know, especially with music, you're kind of trying to catch a vibe. You know, maybe you need to play stuff kind of loud or not, you know, hear a baby and in order to kind of get in the right zone. So it is definitely a little tricky. And I'm not used to working from home. I don't really have, like, a work area. I work in the guest room a little bit, but I don't have a desk up there or anything like that. So there's some adjustments, but not nearly the adjustments some people have to make. So I can't complain.
You could complain to me. It's okay. Okay. Where are you and what do your immediate surroundings look like?
I am right now in my bedroom. I live around Bloor and Lansdowne in Toronto. It's beautiful outside, big windows here, and the sun is shining in. So it kind of looks like everything is normal and good from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What's the most unusual, abnormal thing you've done today?
That I've done today? Oh, nothing. Oh, you know what? I actually had a little Zoom birthday party for a family friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I hopped on Zoom and did that. So yeah, I've been kind of living on Zoom and Google Hangouts and Instagram Live, partying on Instagram Live. That's the weirdest stuff that I've done so far.
It's funny how we've always had the ability to do video calls with friends and family and just never bothered to until this.
Well, I always hated that stuff. You know, it's just I don't like it. I don't have a lot of patience for it. I get bored super easily on Skype and stuff like that. But now it's like so exciting. Like, I actually felt kind of hung over on Monday because I was partying so much on Instagram Live, just on so many, going to DJ set to DJ set. I would have never done that before. I never opened someone's Instagram Live before, not once.
Uh-huh. What has been your most selfish deed or thought during this whole thing?
Oh, that's a good question. I really want to play basketball. Like, on a day like today, I really want to go to the playground and play basketball with whoever's there. But I just know that I really shouldn't do that. Yeah, that's like my greatest temptation, is I really want to hoop.
You know, like, the first day that we were really keeping the kids from other kids,
Yeah.
We took him to the park. My son plays soccer, so that was okay, me and him playing soccer. And, and then he's just starting to play basketball, which is like the only sport that I can kind of sort of like play with him.
Yeah.
And I started playing with him, and then some other kid came and just like, what am I going to say to this kid? Like, no, don't play with us, you know? And then before I knew it, we're all just touching this ball and it's touching the ground. And I like, I kind of had like a freak out. Like I was like, this is, we cannot do this. This is exactly what we can't do. And I shut it down.
How old are your kids?
My eldest is 9 and our other kid is 6.
Yeah, so that's a tough age.
Telling them not to just like, don't play like that. Don't touch that other kid. Like it's.
Yeah, without freaking them out, you know?
Yeah.
I think that would be tricky. My daughter's 1.5 years, so she's just oblivious, you know? We feel lucky that way.
Yeah, I feel lucky too. Like, I think it's hardest for teenagers, friends of ours who have teens.
Yeah.
Like that's a whole other thing.
The only other strange thing I do now is I'm not usually a social media guy, but I've been watching old NBA games and breaking them down on Instagram.
All right. What's your Instagram if people are interested in your historical basketball analysis?
Yeah, it's a series I call Unnecessary Analysis. Yesterday's was all the basketball jokes on 30 Rock.
That might be the only sports content that I actually fuck with.
Yeah. Shad K Music.
Name something that gave you pleasure today.
You know what? Chats with friends has been really good. And then just kind of thinking about what this could potentially mean. You know, this could change everything in a good way, I think. If you think about how it makes everybody feel vulnerable, how it makes everybody question so many systems that we have, and also just thinking about the potential of this to change us and to change our systems.
I mean, that's interesting. That's the last question I was going to ask. But the question is, what is something that you think might never be the same after this?
When I think about the economy, I wonder, there's a depression side of it, right? Like the government can't bail people out for 6 months, but it also, to me, makes us think, okay, well, what's important? What do we have to guarantee for people? Well, we have to guarantee housing. We have to guarantee food. I don't know. I think it just brings all of those things into question. What does it mean? You know, what does money and debt mean when people can't work for 6 months? And just the fact that everybody feels vulnerable to this from an economic standpoint, at least most people do from an economic standpoint. I think that's like a humility that could really change people and make us think about our systems differently. And I think we're already thinking about our systems differently, but this might be that little nudge that goes, you know what, let's actually buckle down and just change the stuff. It's possible. That, I guess that's the other thing that gives me hope, is just the people developing a sense of imagination for what's possible, because we're just doing things that we've never had to do in our lifetime. And so we can go, okay, actually we can do that. We can buckle down. We can do this. We can share, we can help. All of these things are possible. So I don't know. That's my hope. I don't know if I think that will happen, but I do see that potential.
Thanks, Chad.
No problem, man.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.